the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ear gate on this morning with another word from the Lord. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning to you, you and you, whether you're listening at home or in your cars or in your office. Don't you touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. You are right where God wants you to be on this morning, and that is hearing the word of the Lord. For the Lord said that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you taking time out of your schedule to join me on another week with a word from the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm just excited to be here. I don't take this lightly. I take it seriously because I realize that God could have chosen somebody else, but I thank God that he chose me. His disciples had to be schooled to let them know that as he stated to them, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And so I thank God for blessing me to be here, to hear, be able to speak a word into your ears on this morning. So we hope that the Lord has blessed you throughout the week. We hope, pray that you're in good health. And even if you're not, he tells us that in all things, give thanks. And we thank God today. And so many people didn't get up this morning, but you did, and we did. And so I thank God that he's blessed me to see another day. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you, Pastor. We had talked, amen, just shortly before I came here at the church, and amen, I thank God for you. I love you. Amen. Thank God for her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, as well. Love you too. And as always, to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. Amen. I say praise the Lord to you, and we will get a chance to, if the Lord say the same, watch this on the way to Bible study tonight. If you're ever in the Cocoa area, come out to our services at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located on 16 South Wilson Avenue, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Our services are as follows. Come to our Sunday school, which begins at 10 a.m. on each Sunday mornings. Our Sunday morning worships begin about 11:40, 11:45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursday at 7 p.m. as well. Pick a service. Come out. We promise you, you will have a good time. But we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. It's not about titles. It's not about you. It's not about me. But it's about Jesus. We want to lift up his name. Because if his name is lifted up, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Are you lifting up the name of Jesus? Amen. Because he said, if you do so, he will draw men unto him. Hallelujah. It's not us. It's not up to us. Amen. The only thing that's up to us is to lift up his name. And we thank God. So pick a service. Come out and fellowship with us. We promise you, you will have a good time. Glory be to God. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. A very familiar passage of scripture can be found in the book of Ephesians. And that is Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to read into your ears two verses. Amen. Again, that is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to be here before your people just one more time. God, speak to me and through me. Lord, that this word will go out and it will accomplish that for which it was sent, because you said that your word would not return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. God, speak to me as well. For Lord, I too, God, stand under your word. For Lord, Paul said, for I keep it under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I myself have preached unto others, I find myself to be a castaway. So Lord, let your word speak to me, Lord, and through me, God, that it will return to your people, God. And Lord, it will edify, it will lift up your name, it will give you glory, it will give you praise. And Lord, I decrease so that you will increase. Remember those, God, Lord, that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, our governors, God. Lord, we're praying, Father, you continuously give them wisdom to make the right decision. And Lord, most of all, we pray, Father, for unity. We pray for peace, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I just want to talk for a few moments. Amen. That God is able. He's able. He's able to do whatever it is you want him to do. He is able. It says, now unto him. Him is Jesus Christ. Unto him. Not I. Not you. Not a bishop. Not a elder. Not a minister. Amen. But I'm talking about Jesus. Not mama. Not daddy. But now unto him that is able. God is able. He is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You see, sometimes we minimize God to our thinking. We minimize him to the way we think. And we think that because we are limited and that there are only so much resources that we have, that we think that God can't do it. But it says, now unto him, Jesus, he is able to do whatever he wants. He is able to heal you. He's able to heal your sickness. He's able to change your credit. He is able to save your children. He is able to bring you up out of depression. He is able to cast out demons. Whatever it is that you want God to do in your life, he is able to do it. He is able. His hands are not, you say, you know, you look at our hands and they're short. There's only so much of a distance that they can reach. But God's hand is able to do all things. It's able to reach way down and pick us up and turn us around. He is able to do it. Don't allow the enemy to fool you and say, you know, to say that there is no help in God. Because in God is all the help you need. Because God is what? He is able. He is able to do exceeding. You know, as I stated before, we minimize God to our thinking. You know, we try to figure things out. But I have seen, and I can testify today, that God will use unusual methods to bring about unusual blessings. He will use and I look back over my life and I see how I was in some situations. I was going through some things. There were times when I needed money, didn't know where the money was going to come from. And my wife goes to the mailbox and there's a check from something that occurred years ago. And in that hour, God blessed us. In that hour, God showed us that he is able. I left a $28 an hour job living up in Indiana. Came down here to Florida. Amen. And you know God restored. You know, when I left Indiana and came down here, I didn't have a $28 an hour job that I was coming to Florida for. Amen. But God took what I was making and he paid the bills. He took a family of seven, which was my family, and we never went hungry. God always made sure the lights was on, made sure that this was paid, made sure that was paid. Sometimes we're afraid to leave our job. We're afraid to, when God is calling us into our own business. God is calling us to be self-employed. God is calling for us to start our own entrepreneurship. But we're afraid because we're depending on the job. Well, you know, if I leave the job, that's my income. Everything is tied up in my job. And I can't. Lord, I know that you're calling me to start my own business. I know that you're calling for me to do this. And I know that you're calling for me to do that. But can we get rid of the buts? Hallelujah. Now, if you want to keep the but, put God after it. Hallelujah. But God. See, that makes the difference. But God. Hallelujah. But God. I'm reminded of when I was a child. Saturday mornings was our cartoon days. And one of the cartoons that would come on was Schoolhouse Rock. And they would play this song. And many of you know it. That one of the songs was I'm Just a Bill. I'm Just, and he talked about. And Schoolhouse Rock, they would teach you. They would teach us children as they were singing songs. And one of the songs was I'm Just a Bill. And it showed you how the bills were made and passed in Congress. But there was another one. And it was my favorite. It was called Conjunction Junction. What's your function? Amen. And it gave us all the conjunctions, but, and so forth and so on. Amen. And but was a conjunction. And when you look at but, on the other side, you know, a conjunction changes the narrative. But changes the narrative. On one side, amen, it might not be so good. But you insert but and you place God. Hallelujah. Amen. After you get on the other side, the narrative has changed. Hallelujah. It might be that you can't leave your job. But if you put but God in there, amen, then you know that, hey man, God will transition you in to what wasn't able, what you weren't able to do, to what now is able. Because through him, you can do exceedingly and abundantly. Hallelujah. Above all that we ask or think. Just think of anything that you can ask God to do. Ask him to heal your situation. Heal your the doctor may have said you got stage 4 cancer. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Meaning that whatever you ask, God said, I can exceed that. Makes me think about my pastor who had 2 bouts of cancer. Some people don't even survive one. But she had 2 bouts. And one of those cancers was a cancer of the throat. And she preaches. And she said that, Lord, you know that I need my voice to be able to preach. She didn't want any surgery done on her throat. Do you know that God removed that cancer without any scaffold, without any knife? She was healed. My God, my God. See, God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Hallelujah. or think. Just think of things. Just try to think of what you want God to do in your life. God said that I can exceed that. I can exceed that. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. That He is able. He is able. You so that's the key. Sometimes you say, well, He hadn't done it yet. But He's able. Sometimes God allows you to go through some things. But not just show you that He is able to deliver you. But yet also He is able to sustain you. Sometimes God needs to let you know that not, you know, if I don't come when you want me to come, I'm able to keep you while I'm coming. See, I preached on Sunday about waiting. We've got to learn to wait on God. Wait, because God knows the appointed time. He knows the right time. Sometimes if we get it too soon, we won't learn to appreciate it. But when we got to wait for it, you appreciate it more. You appreciate your struggles if you've been struggling for a long time. But sometimes we look at God as being a genie. Snap my fingers and God will show up. We look at God as being a butler. We look at Jesus as being a butler. Call Him and He's there. But sometimes God needs to let us know that who's in charge. God's in charge. And when we're waiting, it shows humility. Sometimes God will place us in situations that that we know that if God don't show up, we're not going to survive this. Hallelujah, somebody. But sometimes God has to put us in a situation where we will know that He's not just the deliverer, but He's a sustainer. It makes me think about the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar made the statue and he told them to play the music, and that every time you hear this music, I want every one of you to bow to me. Bow to that statue. But you know, there were three boys that said, you know what, we ain't, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. And somebody got news of it. They were watching them. And they went to Nebuchadnezzar and they told him that these three Hebrew boys, every time the music is played there, they don't bow to you. And Nebuchadnezzar got angry. And he went to those boys and said, now, is this not, just paraphrase, is it not so that when the music is played, you will not bow before me? You will not bow before the statue? Say, I'm going to give you one more chance. You know what the Hebrew boys told them? Said, we know a God that's able to deliver us. My God, my God. Look what they said. That's able to deliver us. But if He don't, we still ain't gonna bow. But they said, but He's able to. He's able to. Not that He will, but that He's able to. Glory be to God. And if He don't, we still gonna serve Him. We still gonna serve Him. They threw Him in that fire. And they looked for them to die. But you know what? They had to take a second look. Because when they looked in the next time, they didn't just see the three that they had put in. They saw a fourth man. That fourth man, amen, was the Son of God. He was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He was Jesus. He was God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. He was God. Hallelujah. In the fire with Him. He didn't deliver them when they wanted Him to, but He did deliver them. But before He delivered them, He sustained them. The fire didn't consume them. And you know what? When they came out, there was no smell of fire on them. There was no evidence that they had been in any fire. That's what I think about when I think about Pastor. Hallelujah. There's no evidence, hallelujah, that she had anything wrong with her throat. You know, God did exceedingly and abundantly. Not only that, but I'm going to make sure that nobody even knows unless you tell them that you had cancer of the throat. The Hebrew boys, unless they had told somebody, wouldn't have never known. Hallelujah. The people wouldn't have never known that they were in the fire. See, God will go, he will do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. We can't even begin to think of what God can do in our lives, but he's able. See, we've got to quit minimizing God to the way we think, the way we try to figure things out. His ways are farther, his ways are not our ways. There's farther from the heaven is to the earth, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. Just you just look north and keep going. Look south and keep going. Y'all going separate ways. That's how far our thoughts are from God. We trying to figure it out. We got our, but see, these minds, they are limited. They're limited in knowledge. This body is limited as to what it can do. But God is not limited. He is able to do all things. He is omnipresent. Amen. He is omniscient. Hallelujah. He is omnipotent. He is able to do all things. There is nothing he can't do. And we've got to come to that realization that we serve a God that's able. That whatever I want him to do, if you want to be healed of a disease, cancer, whatever the case may be, God is able to heal you and do extra. He is able. He's able to heal your children. He's able to save your children. Fill them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. He is able to turn around your credit. He is able to bless you. Even when people write you off, he is able to pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we even ask or think, my God, Jesus said that I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. The Lord wants us to live the abundant life. He wants you to know that everything you need is in the Lord. It's in the Lord. But sometimes we get it twisted and think that everything we need is in the world. Everything is caught up in the worldly system. I've got to steal. I've got to steal. I've got to step on people to get to where I want to go. But if God be for you, you don't have to hurt nobody. You don't have to step on people. You don't have to down somebody else to lift yourself up. God will do the exalting. He's able. You try to figure out, how am I going to get out of this situation? Trust God. Look what it says. According to the power that worketh in us. What's that power? It's the Holy Ghost. It's faith. If you provide God, Jesus, with faith, faith is the ingredient needed to turn every situation around. God is able. When the lady that had the issue of blood made her way to Jesus, she said that if I could but just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. And we know the story. She made her way to Jesus, and Jesus told her, your faith has made thee whole. We know the story of Jairus, who is always associated, because you cannot read about the woman of issue of blood without reading about Jairus. They're tied together. And Jairus, on his way, Jesus was to his house to heal his daughter, but was interrupted by this woman that had the issue of blood. They came to Jesus after he healed this lady that came from Jairus' house and told Jairus, there's no need for Jesus to come anymore. Trouble not the master. Your daughter's dead. But Jesus told him, said, fear not. only believe. In other words, only have faith. And you know what? Jairus held on to that faith. Jesus got to his house. He put the doubters out. See, doubt and faith can't work together. You got to have faith. Faith is the power that worketh within us. Amen. Powered by the Holy Ghost. God needs something to work with. Know that by faith God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And then once God does it, give him the glory. Give him the glory. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. He deserves the glory because he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. We can't even imagine what God can do. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of them, the things that he has prepared for us because we believe in him, because we love him. We can't even imagine. We try to imagine what heaven's like. You can't imagine it. Because what God does, he does exceedingly above what we can even imagine, what we can even think of. Moses wanted to see his glory, but he said, you can't look at my glory or you'll die. I'll show you my backside. What he was saying, that what I have is too glorious for you. Your eyes can't comprehend what I am and what I have and what I can do. You'll die. That's how powerful he is, that we can't even behold him. Hallelujah. We can't even understand the depths of the things that he hath prepared for us. My God, my God. Hallelujah. So I come to you today to let somebody know you're out there within the sound of my ear. God told me to tell you that he is able to change your situation. He's able. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week at the same time, 11:30. You be here and know that God is able. Until then, you be blessed.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the